One, two, three, talking for one, two, five, talking about one, two, three, talking about five, six, seven, talking about no sucking dicks in the... Welcome back, everybody, to a special little episode of Pub Crew. I'm Ryan, that's Vic, that's What's Adrian, up? And joined us with us is a very special episode. We are on site at Undisputed. Vic, what's that? What's the address?
I was say what's website. The web email?
I was gonna say what's the web?
What's that web email?
What's that web email?
How old are you, bro?
I'm aged.
Like we're a fine, on Saul
like
Kleinfeld.
A fine wine.
Right on Saul Kleinfeld and Montwood. I don't know
where we are anymore.
Do I need to look it up?
Yeah, no. It literally is the intersection of Saul Kleinfeld and Montwood. Like, there's no way you could miss Undisputed.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Not
that's the greatest intro we've ever had.
Thank you.
So anyway,
yeah. Where are we? Here we go.
We're at the same spot and every fucking time.
Where are we?
Who am I? I'm Kurt.
What do you have on your back?
Yeah.
Dude. What does yours say?
Sweet.
No. What does mine say?
Dude. And dudes, we are here with some of the sweetest beers that you've ever tasted. Thank you so much for coming out to our show. Man, it's like five beers in, a few more.
I lost track.
Yeah. And I started off with like a good IPA, so I'm feeling okay. Pretty good. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. We really
yeah, man, it's
it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Hell yeah. We just wanted to have a small little interview for the folks, all the people who are interested in craft beer, especially since we don't have a lot of that here in El Paso. The people who are interested are like hyper fixated on that type of shit, and especially
right
home brewers and all that shit.
Yeah.
So honestly, just give us like a little rundown of why you're here. You know, we're doing the tap takeover. I know you have a few more spots, but
right.
Yeah. Like,
so why am I here? I'm here to sell beer, man.
Cheers to that, bro.
Man, anybody that's in the industry of craft beer, they, you know, long gone are the times where they think I can get into craft beer to just like sail off in the sunset and buy an island or anything like that, right? So if you're in the industry of craft beer, then you're in it for the love of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're in it for the love of it. You want maybe a different lifestyle than a cubicle or something like that, right? And right. Mm-hmm. There's one of the biggest compliments that I'll ever get. Like, I love hearing that people love the beer that we make. You know, Will, our head brewer, Jeremiah, our assistant brewer, they make wonderful, great beer. But one of my favorite compliments is when someone tells me and comes up to our bar and comes up to the brewery and says, you know, I love coming here. You guys are my cheers.
Nice.
And for me, that's what it is, and that's what you strive to be. We don't just strive to be as good as we can and improve on our quality of our beer. You know, we try and have like, you know, good marketing, and you know, like my partner Dom does like a pretty good job with our artist Mariah, who does like most of our labels and everything, and we try to be all facets of it, you know. And I work, you know, my bartenders are great about making our customers feel like they're at home.
Yeah.
And it's really about the whole package, whether you're a novice and a newbie and like I drink XYZ of Blue Moon, Modelo, whatever, like all that kind of stuff. Whatever domestic there is, there's a lean in. There's a like, you like Blue Moon? Here's your Finner's Park, our Hef. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, like, you know, I drink a lot of Mexican lagers. Well, you know what? I've got one for you. It's got a little bit more character. You can taste a little bit blue corn, You've got Viva Los Vaqueros. And, you know, you want a michelada on a Sunday? Bro, we got you. Make you a michelada with our habanero, like, michelada mix and put tahini on it and a lime. And there you go. You know, like,
so a little something for everybody.
A little something for everybody. Yeah. You know, like, you know, our board always has multiple lagers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Always have, obviously, you know, our wheelhouse is super into double IPAs, but we always have a West Coast on because, you know, there are people who'd rather have that.
Yeah.
And there, you know, we always have the stouts or, you know, and, you know, have sours on, and so that you have that variety. And then we have things like Eyes Up that you know, like a Brett Saison. You know, so doing things that makes everybody feel welcome.
Yeah.
You know, they walk up to the bar, whether they're by themselves after work and they want to have a beer by themselves.
Yeah.
And belly up to the bar, or whether they're in a group. Whether they're like me and they've got kids and they still want to go to kind of a cool spot and feel welcome there.
Yeah.
That's super important to me. Like whether and it can be just small things like having coloring sheets, or it can have like making sure you got changing tables in the both bathrooms.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or like whatever, so that you're like, maybe you don't want to be by kids. That's all good. That's your prerogative. But there's a space for that. But there's also the space for, you know, like, I want to bring my kids with me and still have a good beer. And they can have a soda or, like, you know, a terp water that we make. Like, you know, and so, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
that people are in a community. Like, I'd rather drink a 7 out of 10 beer with a friend having a good conversation than drinking a, quote, 10 out of 10 by myself.
I mean
craft beer is about the community that we have and the enjoyment of the beer with our people, not just getting s-faced and
that's
pounding
a big
them
thing.
All down and whatever, and you know, it tastes like a-hole and you know, like there's all the time and place where we all been there and done that.
Yeah.
But that's not where we are now. You know?
Exactly.
And that's not. Yeah. And so we're here to enjoy our surroundings, enjoy our experience to a more fuller extent. And that leads us to wanting the best food, wanting the like new experience with food, wanting new experiences with beer and trying flavor profiles we never, maybe never have tried before, or like, you know, pistachio in a beer, pistachio and vanilla and Monstro 17% stout.
Damn.
Get it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like,
hell
like,
yeah.
You know,
what?
You know what I mean? Like,
that sounds, you know, amazing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I got your Idle Bomb right here, and that's
Idle
a
Bomb,
14%.
Right?
And let me tell you, this is, this has ancho chilies in it, correct?
Yes, sir.
And it is fucking delicious.
I'm glad you like it, man.
I mean, and I'm a stout guy. Not by characteristics, but by taste as well.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's a solid stout. And I go between this, the Eyes Up, not only because of the arc, because I'm a Destiny player, and I won't spend a whole episode talking about Destiny.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
But the but the Fenris Park is, I'm got to say, is one of my favorite Hefeweizens I've tasted in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
And I love me a good Hef. And let me tell you, that's a solid Hefeweizen.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro.
I was upset when Chris was out of it for like 2-3 weeks. I was like, how dare you? I mean, I'll drink something else, but how dare you?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they got it back in for, you know, the tap takeover today going on.
And
I mean, I've tried, I gotta say, a good number of beers, and they've all been hits for me. Like even the Nine Realms, that one, struck a chord with me.
It's a solid porter, man.
Thanks, man.
Honestly, like, I think it's really sick that you hit on basically all of the points that we've made in Pub Crew in our like 4 years of doing this shit. That you hit every note that we've been wanting to instill in people. It's all about the passion for the art of making beer. Yeah, like, it's beer. It's going to get you drunk or whatever. People see it as, like, an alcohol, but people don't see the artwork and the shit that goes into making that beer when you're making it out of a something that you're passionate about. You know, people don't.
Yeah.
It's as deep as you want to make it, is what I'm trying to say. And then finding something like a sense of community. That's something that we've always been wanting to push here at Pub Crew. Like, it's always been about us supporting local, supporting craft beer in general, supporting people who would want a helping hand. People who would be like, yeah, I'm down. I'll talk about my beer. I'll talk about my art. I'll talk about my tattooing. I'll talk about my band. Because we've had a fuck ton of people like that. So it's really awesome to hear that no matter where you are, when you're something, or you find something that you're passionate about, that you're really going to put your all into, it's the same no matter where you go. You're trying to build that sense of, hey, I'm trying to build this so that all the people around me are having a good time, not just me, you know? That's super awesome to hear. And actually, I did want to talk about your tap room and everything opening up, because we talked about it beforehand, but you guys have a whole ass story about that shit where I'm like, you guys opened up technically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So,
as far as, like, I know there's a lot of people who are home brewers and people who want to open up their own type of brewery or anything. People who want to be business owners. Like, I would love for you to retell that story, because it's such, like, a thing where, like, you get knocked down so many times, but you just got to get back up. You got to
push through.
That's life, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In whatever aspect in life, like, there's a wonderful quote that it's not how or if you get knocked down, it's if you get back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, and
yeah.
I think it's either Lombardi or Landry that said it, one of those two coaches that said it. It's like, yeah, but in anything, you know, so many things, you have so many things like that. Like, you know, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. Mm-hmm. You have, like, so many, like, sort of platitudes of that sort of thing that are like that.
Yeah, like,
right, and or anything that's worth it was hard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think in general, like, if something comes easy to you, like, it's a way different gratification level if something was hard and you accomplished it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like if you had to put your heart and soul and blood, sweat, and tears into something and it came to fruition, then it's way different than if it just was a flick of the wrist and it happened.
You value.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Man. Yeah, like you're bought in and you put your heart and soul into it, and it's no different. It could be a brewery. It could be, I don't know, building your own business of selling widgets. It could be, like, whatever it may be. It could be, you know, you're a struggling artist on the, like, sidewalk taking donations until you make it. Like, I mean, Leon Bridges, like, mm-hmm. Fort Worth owned, like, dude was a cook, like a line cook, like, was, you know, doing, like, washing dishes and stuff, and he would just go seeing in Fort Worth and look where he is now. Mm-hmm. Like you know what I mean? Look where he is now and look where he came from. And, like, there's so many stories across everywhere just like that. They're just like, find your passion and go do it and work hard, and, like, you may have to sell rugs on the side to accomplish it, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, like, you may have to do so many things to get you where you want to go, but man, go do it. Go do it. And so it was a grind. Like, we formed our LLC in 18. We did merch and glassware, and then we did contract brews in 19, and we're supposed to open in 19, end of 19. Construction put us back, like most people, like, construction goes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we had, you know, the COVID thing in 20 that, you know, pushed back our SBA loan, and I built all our tabletops, built the bar, we sold Distro and we sold, Beer to Go from our spot after we got a temps up. And, then we were able to open August 13th to have on-site consumption. Yeah. It's like you figure it out and you try to make things work. And it's not just then. It's not just hard work to start. It's hard work to keep on going, because you have things like economies or you have things like, people not being into beer, they'd rather drink liquor.
Yeah.
Or maybe people are more into herbal remedies pot and would rather smoke than drink beer. If you look at Colorado's alcohol sales when they legalized marijuana, it went down drastically for their alcohol sales.
Yeah.
So when you're, and you also have to navigate, health. Really, people are like looking after the health and like, I don't want to drink as much. And everybody walks a different path and you've got to do your own thing. But craft beer isn't about pounding 40 of them and getting belligerent. It's about enjoying the small amount or whatever that you enjoy and truly appreciating it. Just like as you would, you're not going to go eat a lobster and steak dinner every night. You're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it, you're going to enjoy it and savor it and appreciate it in a way different fashion than if you're, pounded down some fast food or whatever, gas station quick, food or whatever it is, microwave meal or whatever, there's a different level of appreciation so that you can be responsible and enjoy yourself as you're, sipping on, letting that idle bomb warm up, and you're getting different notes on it than you would if it was straight up cold, right? It's an 8% IPA, but you're going to drink that less quickly than you would two light beers at 4%, where you're pounding it down, it just tastes like water.
Exactly.
I don't even like it the way it tastes. I'm just drinking it to drink it.
Exactly. That's the difference. Yeah.
And that's the big difference between craft beer and domestics or other things you're drinking it because you enjoy it, or maybe you don't enjoy it yet, or maybe you haven't found the right one, but that's what craft beer and why they make so many different types of beer. It's there should be something for everybody. You just haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
If you don't like it,
Exactly. There's just so much variety out there for anybody. You just have to take a chance. And I promise you, there's something out there for you. There's either a stout or, an IPA for you, or even a cider. You just have to take a chance. You have to know what you want. And with False Idol, I can promise you, there's something there for you. And I really appreciate the thought process that gets put into this beer, because you look at the can inside from the can, but you also go into the establishment and you see the people, you make friends, and you really appreciate, like you said earlier before, there's dads like us that just want to take time out of their day, either away from work or away from kids or whatever, or even with kids, but you're there taking your load off, from the day, just enjoying that experience. And that's something that I personally appreciate. And that's really cool. I like hearing that.
Yeah, man. I mean, especially now, there's so much of that other place that you call home. The other place that you call community, besides what's at your home, right? So many of us are working from home, or do the grind of I got work, or maybe I don't even do work with people around me. I don't have my work community anymore. I'm just sitting in my computer and on myself, and I don't have that quote water cooler talk, where I can, for lack of better terms, be seen, right? Yeah. Like be seen and be heard by things like, you know, like I get along with this guy so great at work, or like maybe we don't have that anymore now in like our day and age. And like, so I feel like in a world of like in the service industry where it's like a hard thing to navigate and but what is your goal to provide? You know, like for me, it's again to go back to the biggest compliment I can have is to be called their cheers. It's like when someone says, "Oh, you're my cheers," like for all the young kids, that means your second place where you're home. It was like where you had another family, you know. There are people that knew you away from your close family, close friends,
your routine.
They became your friends by being around you, by learning your attitude, by learning like your quirks. Yeah. And man, if that is a human being, isn't that what we want? Loved for who we are?
Included, yeah.
Right? Like for whatever idiosyncrasies that you've got, right? She's like, "What's up, man?" I see you. Like, you know, we may be on opposite ends of spectrums of beliefs of whatever kind, right? But we can come here and we can corroborate about like silly stuff, or like, you know, like laugh together and joke together, or, you know, or even be like super serious, you know, one of my regulars lost his wife. Like, she was elderly, lost his wife at home. You know, it's about like my staff wanting to like have a card for him when he showed up the next time after we found out, you know, like giving him a hug when he walks in after the first time you're learning, you know, saying like, "I see you, I know you're hurting, like I love you," like that kind of thing is
it's like you got a family here, you got that respect here, that care here.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important part. Like, and once again, like, we drive that home here is like with the whole like craft beer community. It's not a bar. It's not just your old like your run of the mill bar or anything. Like when you go to a brewery, when you go to something like with craft beer, like the whole community itself it's a family. And if you're there, especially like from what you're saying, and like a lot of the breweries here in El Paso, it's the same thing. You go there, they want to talk to you. Like they want to. You know, as much as you want to share, like, they want you to be like, "You're welcome there. Like, you do what you want. Bring your family." Like, breweries aren't just a bar. Like, you bring your family. Like, there's a place for kids. You can play some games. You can do. You can have a good time here.
Yeah,
and it's all about.
Let's play some Sorry and
yeah.
You know,
play some Monopoly. Break some friendships on a new level.
It's
that's what it's all about. And like when you get those regulars, when you make that connection, and you know there's something as deep as that, a connection that hits on another level where you're like, we hear you. We know what you're going through. Like, you're not just a regular here. Like, we know what's happening.
Yeah.
And we want to let you know we heard you. We know what you're feeling. Exactly. Yeah. We want to reciprocate that.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. Like, and I think that's the difference in like the craft beer community to any other community is like, there's that connection there on not only like the community itself, but like the patrons that go there is all that connection gets there. Like, it's met, it's felt on so many levels, and even on the beer that's made. It's like you're gonna have a good beer, you're gonna have a good time, and you're gonna feel that respect and that love at the same time. And I think that's amazing. And you guys definitely show that in your craft and your beer. And even just like you that just talk about it, it's amazing. And I love to hear that. Like, and that's what we like drive here home, like at Pub Crew, is like that's what this is about. And we love to share that and show like it's not just here, it's everywhere. It's in the craft beer community.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was checking the timer. My bad. But yeah, we're like 2 minutes to like 30 minutes. So I feel like this is a good time to.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're good. I think we're on track.
We don't want to take up too much of your time, man. Thank you so much, man. For joining us.
Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
If there's anything you could ever say to people who are trying to get into craft beer, or people who are into craft beer trying to get others into craft beer, what would you tell them? And if that's too deep of a question, I have another one.
I mean, you know, okay, so people that are trying to get into craft beer, I think for one, let's go to the people who already love craft beer. Okay, don't be snobby. No. I mean, like everybody starts their journey on their own, like in a different way. And I think the biggest way that we as a craft community can expand our community is by bringing people in by what they already like. So bringing them in and then showing them that there is a craft Mexican lager that they can drink, showing them that there's a wheat that they can drink. Or if like they say, I don't like craft beer at all, me be like, all right, do you like coffee? You know, like, oh, okay, you like coffee? All right. Well, you know, some of the, you know, amazingly enough, like some of the intro to craft beer is like stouts.
Yeah.
Because you get these, you get people like, hey, you like coffee or do you like chocolate? You know, like those are some like pretty normal flavor profiles that people are super into. And so you'd be like, all right, well, try this, you know, like, or do you like sour candy? Or, yeah, you know, like, let me give you a sour, like, you know, like, yep. Or, you know, like there are different ways. It's like, or, you know, you're super old school. It's like, you know, like I like light beer to taste like light beer. And, you know, and you know what? Guess what? There's a Banquet American Light Premium Lager that give it a try, you know, like, and there's so many on the spectrum of like where you go in craft beer that if you are patient enough and if you don't, you know, belittle somebody about what their subjective opinions are about what they like to drink or what they like to eat or whatever, then you can lead them down the path. If you're a good steward of it, of craft beer, and you can lead them like, all right, well, you may like this, you may not like this, you may like this particular one, or like, you know, like a lot of people are like, I don't like IPAs at all. Well, if you actually try and get them to drink a New England style IPA, it may be because they don't like the acidic back end of a West Coast, right? The bitter back end finish of it. But they may like the aroma and flavor profile, like citrus profile of a New England IPA, that it may be like, oh, beer can taste like almost like orange juice?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Like, what's up? Yeah. Like, I like mimosas. Like,
yeah,
you know, hell yeah. There you go.
Beer mimosas.
You know, you get somebody that's like, I love white wine.
Yeah.
Here's a Saison. It's got Brett. It's got almost like, you know, it produces the yeast that you use in that. It produces the like high carbonation levels and gets that like sort of champagne feeling. And you get that little floral notes that you can get from white wine, different things like that, right? And so like there are different ways to bring them into craft beer. So the biggest thing that craft beer can not be is to like be isolating and be more inclusive in the palates of it. And as far as people who aren't into craft beer, I think it's just a challenge of them, like, do you always eat the same thing or do you like to try different things when you try food, right? Mm-hmm. And so like then understand that, like, Kraft American cheese, is that the best cheese or is that just the cheese that you've always known, right?
Yeah.
Or is there different kinds of cheese that may be better? Like, you try it in different, like, there may be a Mexican lager that you might like even more than the one that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, like, so to, in both manners is essentially an open mind, right? Like, there's so much in life, like, we have to navigate of like keeping an open mind of whatever you may believe or whatever I may believe, and like being able to have a conversation about it and like you know, seeing where you're coming from. So they're like, oh, you like that? All right, well, let's see what it's about. And then maybe it's not for me, that particular beer. Or maybe, I'm like, maybe you just shook my world and it might be the best thing that I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I hope that answers your question as far as that goes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Sorry if I hit you with some heavy questions. I know it's been a long afternoon, evening. But thank you so much for joining us, man. Check out all of False Idol's freaking beers. If you're ever in the Fort Worth area, be sure to check out their fucking room. It looks super sick. Yes, honestly, we didn't even mention...
Come see us. Yeah. Appreciate it, fellas.
We didn't even get to talk about y'all's name or anything, but we'll do that.
I mean, you can if you want. I ain't got nowhere to go, so it's all good.
Oh, damn. Well, I mean, I don't know if we do have to. Do you guys mind?
Where does False Idol come from?
You sitting down?
Yes.
All right. So,
shit. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
My partner, I'll try to keep it as abbreviated as I can, I guess. Yeah. But my partner won a contest. So we both met when we worked and started a craft beer distribution company in DFW, right? So it was craft only. It was no domestics or anything like that. We started with three small brands and began to grow it, adding brands and different things. And so he won a supplier contest. So it was a brewery contest, who could sell the most beer of the supplier within a amount of time.
Right.
He wanted to name it False Idol, and kind of it was like back then when people were chasing whales, right? Like they would line up on Saturday morning, kind of like a Black Friday kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, okay. Line up on a Saturday morning, wait hours to try and go get this one beer, right? And it was kind of like a
sure stuff.
It was kind of like a poke. It was like, hey man, are you missing your kid's game because of this?
Oh yeah.
You know, like, and so it didn't happen because that supplier was like more Bible Belt like area and didn't want to have any like connotation, like bad, like religious connotations, right, to it. And I totally get it. I'm actually religious myself. So like, I completely understand it, but like, that's not where we come from. Like, for us, it's about having your priorities in line wherever, like, you know, like, you know, it's beer. Yes. Do we want to strive to make the beer that people chase after? 1000%. But it's not just about the beer. It's about like who I'm sitting across from sharing that beer with. It's about that everybody, when they walk in, whether they're a parent, whether they're by themselves, whether they're older, whether they're a craft beer nerd, whether they're like never had a craft beer in their life, that they feel welcome. And so the False Idol comes from that. And there's also my story that I always tell about it is, so it's in Native American lore, and it's also in Norse lore about a grandson. He goes up. So in Native American, it's the chief is his grandfather. In Norse, it's the jarl. It's called a jarl. And so the grandson goes up to the jarl and says, "Grandfather, I had a terrible nightmare last night." And grandfather says, "Well, tell me about it." And the grandson says, "Well, there are two wolves, and they were fighting each other all night long, but neither of them won." And the grandfather says, "Well, grandson, that's right. In every one of us, there are two wolves. One is greed, envy, lust, anger. And the other is love, righteousness, peace, joy." And the grandson says, "Well, I'm confused. Like, neither of them won in my dream. Like, who wins, grandfather?" And so the jarl goes, "The one you feed, grandson. The one you feed." And so, is it about chasing the latest and greatest, like in life, like about your items that you've got to wear, or, you know, the coolest person in the world, or is it about working 100 hours a week and not seeing the fam? It's like, is it, what is it? What is true to you and who you are as a person? What is true to you, and are you staying true to yourself? Are you like realizing that we're neither? You see the logo right here. You see it's black and it's white, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And so, are you cognizant and self aware enough to know that we're all actually gray, some shade of gray, and that we are at our best when we strive to feed the white wolf, right? Mm-hmm. When we strive to feed the best in ourselves, when we strive to feed the best in others, that's what we get out of it. And so, yes, it's about making great beer, but it's about building the staff that makes you feel welcome when you walk in the door. It's about, you know, making a place that, like, I can walk in and I feel comfortable here. Yeah. And so that's what False Idol is about, is not having a false idol, is in that you are maintaining your priorities in a right line, that we're here about great beer, great community, you know, like doing, you know, working with our community to help nonprofits. Like, we've got like 70 we've worked with in like 4 years, or like, you know, like we're doing like whatever it is, the little things, you know, like we're not some huge corporation, but like giving back in what you can give back in.
Exactly.
And trying to make your passion be the best that you can be, calling yourself to be the best person that you can be, and calling each other to be the best friends that you can be. And so that's what False Idol comes from. That's where it comes from, is to really trying to be the best person that you can be, and welcoming that and challenging that for everybody.
I love it, man. I really love the Nordic mythology and like vibes that are from that. Like,
yeah, man.
Everything that comes from that, I really dig, and I love all. I've studied a lot of on the mythology behind Nordic.
Yeah, and like Gary and Freki are the two wolves of Odin.
Yes.
And so you'll see those wolves, and they chase the sun. Yeah, they chase the sun. Like Finnish Park is the playground at the end, right? You know, and so.
And I love all the artwork and like the beer, like everything that gets incorporated into that.
Everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love like the Nine Realms. I keep going back to Nine Realms because that was a really solid beer. I can't stop it. Finnish Park is great as well.
We get it. You like
and
Nine
everything
Realms.
Else, like, yeah. Everything else is revolved, like. And I love, like, it's not only, like, showing in your beer, but it's in your origin story as well. And, like, everything that comes from what you believe in and, like just, like, your principalities, it shows. Yeah. And I love to hear that.
Yep. Exactly.
Because it's not just a name. It is what you guys are.
Right? Yeah.
And it shows and it reflects that in the community and what you guys give back to that as well.
It's like everything that you preach, everything that you just said, the whole story, the idea behind False Idol, it shows in your product, and I really feel like I'm welcome no matter who you are or where you come from. Once you step into the establishment or anywhere, you take a sip of that beer, like, I feel welcome. Like, okay, they're talking to me, like, they're asking me, what do you like? Like, what do you want? Or like, oh wow, nobody really asked me this. Like, well, I like this. Oh, there's something there for you. That's something that I can appreciate.
Yeah. And the coolest shit is that when you have I don't want to say like an ideology, but like the mindset like that, where you have those values that you're like, these are the ones that I'm going to hold dear to me. These are the ones that I'm going to strive for. You find out that, hey, there's other people out here who are doing the same shit. There's other people out here who are trying to do the best that they can, connect and give back as much as they can, like,
right.
People who feel blessed enough to be like, nah, like, this isn't just for me, this is for everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you stick to your convictions and you stick to the point where you're like, I'm doing this because I want to do this, not because people are telling me to do this, not because there's, and whether you're religious or not, whether, you know, it's not a book telling you to do it, it's not something telling you to do it, it's a part of you, you're like, no.
Right. Yeah.
And there's something in me that's like, I need to hold myself to a higher standard, and I want to bring the people around me up with me. Like, that hits with so many people.
I mean, like, Yeah, you don't have to be religious at all to like want to strive to be a better person or call other people to be better people, right?
Yes.
In human nature that's the best of us, right?
Exactly. Like,
that's the best of us as humans is to call each other to be better people and be ourselves a better people, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I get it. And I feel like it comes from a lot. Oh, I don't know about you, but like a lot of people that I've met that sort of have that same similar like point of view are usually people who have seen like the ugly side of life. And they're like, well, shit. I'm going to fight to make sure that I bring more good than all these motherfuckers are bringing bad. You know what I mean? Like,
There's super ugly side of life and a super ugly side of people. And it's heartbreaking to see, you know, the other side of it. And
people who are feeding the other wolf.
Whether it was like all that they were taught or all they were shown,
it's all they know,
it's all they know, and maybe one day like you're the first person to show them a different way,
in a
different way to do things, and that it doesn't always have to be that way, and so then. Then you're making an impact beyond beer. You're making it like it goes well beyond that. When you can make it like, I love beer. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But when you can make an impact beyond that, when you can make an impact on a heart level, on a soul level.
Yeah,
there's nothing better than being like,
than genuine human connection. Yes,
and especially in this time when we're so caught up in all kinds of different things and you know, we can keyboard warrior it to like hot quote it or whatever, you know, like. You know, like when I can look you in the eye and say, "What's up, man? Like, how was your day?" Like, you're like, and you feel comfortable enough not to say it was fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You feel comfortable enough to say, "I had a bad Alexander, no good motherfucking day."
Yeah.
You know, like oh, I had a terrible day. It's like, tell me about it. Get your load off your chest, brother. Like, exactly. Like I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You know, and we need that. We all need that in our lives. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're the strongest dude in the world, strongest woman in the world.
Hell yeah.
You need that.
Hell yeah.
You need people in your corner, and you need people to like be able to unload on, man. And so, for 100% that there is nothing better than trying to make an impact. It may just be a smile. It may be just a kind word. It may be just like whatever it is, you don't know what kind of impact you're gonna have.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't know what kind of impact you're gonna have.
You really don't.
If you just do a little thing, like it may be opening a door and be like, I haven't had somebody open a door for me in a long time.
And it's crazy because I've been on both sides of that where it's like I felt like I was like the scum of the earth, like unseen, like, you know what I mean? Like I had a shitty day. Cause I've talked about it on the show, but I do struggle with mental health issues and stuff like that. But I've had that point where I've had those bad days where I'm just like, damn, like everything fucking sucks. And like a Limp Bizkit song, you know what I mean? Like, but like some person's like, hey, like how's your day going? Or like if I go stop somewhere at like a gas station or somebody holds the door open for me or somebody's like, hey, and they like, you can tell when they're like looking at you in the eyes and they're like, hey, how are you? What's up? And it fucking like changes your day so much. And to be on either side of that myself is just, it means so much to somebody at that point. And it means more to you when you're the one helping somebody else. You know what I mean? You're like, damn, I was worthy enough to help somebody. You know what I mean?
But isn't that so beautiful? Is like, you feel the best when you actually put yourself second.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you actually put yourself second, you actually feel the best that you ever felt, right? It was like because you have found your altruistic meaning of what it is, the best human element of you, right? Mm-hmm. Like you found that by putting yourself second and putting somebody else first. And so it's like, what's up with you, man? And it's like, and, you know, and it doesn't have to be ego. It's just natural feeling. It was like, I made them happy.
Yeah.
You know, some of you, you all have kids.
I do.
He does.
Yeah. Just you. All right. Christmas, man. Christmas, right?
Oh yeah.
Like Christmas. How much better is Christmas now as a dad than it was even when you were a little kid?
Oh man. Well, first of all, Christmas is stressful coming up to the day.
It's super stressful. But that moment on Christmas morning.
Oh man.
When they walk down and be like, whoa.
Yeah. And I have pictures. And my friends have seen the pictures, like their faces, and I'm glad I took those pictures. Like those pictures that will forever be imprinted in my head. And right. It's just them smile. Like I've never seen them smile like that before. And I was like, wow, like I made that.
Yeah. But that's the thing is like where like Christmas has this like sort of like bell curve, right? This is like, you know, like as a kid, you're like, Christmas is the best thing that's ever happened in my life. And then you just like go down, you're like a teenager, you're grumpy and all this kind of crap. You're like, yeah, whatever, you know. And,
right.
And then when you start getting to Christmas, you're just like, oh, it really is about giving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It really is about giving. Yeah, but if exactly. we can take that Christmas spirit all the
oh yeah
everywhere else, right? Like it's about giving, right? About,
yeah, because back then like, you really
it's about
Christmas.
Seeing their face.
Yeah.
And
it's not about you anymore. It's now it's about making their day because it's their Christmas now. Yeah. You enjoyed your Christmas, but now this is your Christmas by giving back to them.
Yeah,
that's all. That's all you need,
and that's why dads we get like socks and shit and like you know stuff that we need or like
it
whatever
is what it is,
we might not like have bought for ourselves or whatever. But like you'd much rather like see the kids
see
like,
them,
happy,
see
you know?
Them
like,
happy.
Man,
yeah, that's it.
Happiness,
that's all you need,
man. Giving to other people happiness.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
I agree. I think. That was a great way to come full circle on that, to be honest with
you. For sure. It honestly, I feel like this is why we love to do this and why we started this type of stuff. Not to like talk about ourselves in a show where we were supposed to interview you, but...
No more than we used to.
Yeah, but you kind of hit on all of the reasons why we started this podcast.
Yeah.
And it gets down to that first point that you made where it's all about the passion that you have, whatever it is, the passion that you put into whatever it is that you're doing, as long as you keep doing it, you go through it with such a good altruistic mindset where it's like, I'm not doing this to get famous. I'm not doing this to get rich. I'm doing this because I'm good at something and I can try to make others feel better. And I can use my tools, my skill set to make others feel better.
Yeah.
And that's all it boils down to. Like, that's why we started this. Like, people were like, hey, like, you guys are pretty funny together. Why don't you start a podcast? You know, like, people would tell us that shit all the time. And we were like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? You know what I mean?
But don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, for real.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah. Like, and then once we actually did start the podcast and we met all of the local brewers, we met home brewers, we met so many different people. Artists, musicians, tattoo people, like anybody who's out there doing something, you know what I mean? Like everybody's very passionate about what they're doing and everybody puts their all into it. And once we started doing that, I was like, oh shit, this is why we started this. You know what I mean? Like I didn't see it at the time that it meant more to me than just an excuse for us to hang out and drink beers. You know, but
on
like,
camera at least.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But once we got into it, it was like, hey, well, we have the ability to do this much more. We should take advantage of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's including everybody.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, yeah.
And with that, I mean, I think we can put a pretty bow on this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you all for tuning in. Any words for the folks at home?
Much love.
There you go.
You heard it here. Peace out.
Thank you all for tuning in. We love you. And to stay on brand with False Idol, till Valhalla. Cheers.
Salute.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you all for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure.